Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Global Tourism Resilience Center and UN Tourism Partner. Jamaica's position as a leader in tourism resilience building has been further bolstered following the announcement that UN Tourism, formerly UNWTO, has forged a major partnership with the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMC, which is being rebranded as the Global Tourism Resilience Center, GTRC. It was also outlined that UN Tourism will continue to partner with Destination Jamaica in hosting the Global Tourism Resilience Day Conference moving forward. The announcements were made jointly by Jamaica Tourism Minister Hun Edmund Bartlett and UN Tourism Secretary General H.E. Zarab Polalikashvili as they marked the second annual observance of Global Tourism Resilience Day, February 17, at the Montego Bay Convention Center. Minister Bartlett said while Jamaica has played a pivotal role in getting February 17 designated Global Tourism Resilience Day, other countries had been an important part of the initiative. Announcing the next step, Minister Bartlett said, "Now we will be establishing the center as a global entity in partnership with UN Tourism. We are also announcing the establishment of a Caribbean Tourism Academy, which the UN is going to work with us on as part of their global network." eTurboNews.com. He noted that this will pattern academies located in Saudi Arabia, Spain, Switzerland and Uzbekistan with another to be established in Brazil. The Jamaican Academy will serve the Caribbean region. Mr. Polalikashvili said the next move would be to create a tourism resilient fund to continue the legacy of the GTRC, which will continue to have its headquarters in Kingston. The establishment of the fund was proposed by Minister Bartlett at last year's staging of the event. Minister Bartlett also disclosed that he would be having bilateral talks with Saudi Arabia's Deputy Minister of Tourism in charge of international affairs, Sultan Mohammed Al Musallam, to discuss other areas of collaboration between Jamaica, the Caribbean and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. As part of the Global Tourism Resilience Day celebration, participants also heard from Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator the Honorable Kamina Johnson-Smith and Sultan Al Musallam. There was also an in-depth presentation by Mr. Mitsuyoshi Kawasaki, Resident Representative, Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, on the topic, towards a framework document for the future of tourism resilience. Findings from the JICA, GTRCMC Tourism and Resilience Futures Workshop. The day's activities were held on day two of the second Global Tourism Resilience Day Conference, which explored various facets of the industry worldwide through the minds of numerous experts and ran from February 16 to 17, 2024, under the theme, Navigating the Future of Tourism Resilience. The conference is a collaborative effort between the Ministry of Tourism, UN Tourism and the GTRC. Seen in image. Minister of Tourism. Hun Edmund Bartlett, second left, is flanked by UN Tourism Secretary General H.E. Zarab Polalikashvili, left, Saudi Arabia's Deputy Minister of Tourism in charge of international affairs, Sultan Mohammed Al Musallam, second right, and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator the Honorable Kamina Johnson-Smith during a special ceremony commemorating the second annual Global Tourism Resilience Day, February 17. The event was hosted on day two of the second Global Tourism Resilience Day Conference held at the Montego Bay Convention Center from February 16 to 17, 2024, under the theme, Navigating the Future of Tourism Resilience. Image courtesy of Jamaica Tourism Ministry. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.